This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Over the years on this segment, we have talked a lot about dams, whether to keep them in our river systems, remove them, and about the cost of maintaining and operating aging dams, and whether dams that do exist should be privately or government-owned and operated. Now, over the summer, we all learned a lesson about what can happen. The Edenville Dam gave way in Michigan. That took out the Sanford Dam as well, causing massing flooding and property damage that will take hundreds of millions of dollars to remediate. Now the state of Michigan has formed the My Dam Safety Task Force, and among its appointed members is our guest today. Evan Pratt is Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and welcome back to the show, Evan.
Good morning, David. Thank you for having me back on.
First of all, congratulations on the appointment.
Was that condolences or congratulations?
Well, I was going to say, I'm sure you were thinking that you don't have enough to do and another job would be just perfect right now.
Yeah, well, infrastructure is very important to me, and I appreciated the opportunity to join, although I have to say it's quite a line of experts of the 19 people that are on this task force with academic and other professional experiences. Many of the folks on the commission own and operate dams, as do I.
There was definitely a design to whom was selected and how it is anticipated to work together. How does the mission of the My Dam Safety Task Force, what does it include? What will the group be responsible for determining?
Yeah, the main thrust is to provide recommendations on, number one, the state's dam safety program, number two, funding, and then number three, the underpinning of both of those things is any recommended general legislative needs. You know, where do we need to have laws changed, this, that, and the other? One example that's come to light initially that I was not aware of, because I do not have a hydropower dam. All hydropower dams are regulated by a federal agency rather than the state. And apparently they're, because these can have security issues with them, you can imagine, if they're generating power and they're a large piece of infrastructure. There's some confidentiality with those, and even the state is not able to access records of dams that are in the federal system until they're turned over. And, of course, that's part of the story of the Edenville and Sanford dams, although there's a lot more to the story as well.
Indeed, indeed. And I want to come back to the task force and the work that it is going to be charged with doing, given all the barriers. But let's head back to May 19th of this year. What was your gut reaction when you first got word of the Edenville Dam collapse and how the floodwater subsequently overwhelmed the Sanford Dam, taking it down as well?
Well, it was certainly shocking, David. My trips up north to where my in-law place was to go right across Sanford Lake on M10 every year so I could very much visualize it. At the same time, May 18th to 20th was a period of heavy rain across the state, including in our county. So I would just have to say I didn't really hear about the incident until two or three days later as we were back to, you know, somewhat normal operations. So my office was very busy with responding to calls in the field. I usually go out and look at a couple of things that are, you know, kind of high on the radar where folks feel like there may be a, you know, a long-term need out there. And the thing to really highlight is not only, as we explained to some of our local residents, was that a pretty big rain, not as big for us as it was in mid-Michigan, but the week prior had totally saturated the ground. And David, the parallel to 1968 in Ann Arbor, where four dams the city owns were damaged,
right,
and one was completely destroyed, was really startling. That was the thing that really jumped out at me, was this is very similar to that event. A week of heavy rain and then a couple of days of even more intense rain on top of that. So it was a wet world out there. The whole world was acting like a parking lot. The ground saturated. All the water that hits the ground runs off. Nothing soaks in the ground.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking about dams and dam safety with Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner Evan Pratt. So let's take a look at what's happening with dams locally. Of course, there are dams all along the Huron River, the four in Ann Arbor. Ypsilanti, of course, has the Peninsular Park Dam, which its city council has voted to have removed. What can you tell us about the safety and integrity of the dams we do have in Washtenaw County? It sounds as though they held up better than they did in 1968.
They did. I don't think we were hit quite as hard as 68. We had 3 inches the week before and about 2.5 the day of, depending on where you were at in the county. And in 68, it's still one of the two or three highest flood stages of the Huron. And we got hit with a 5-inch rain after a week of rain. But back to your question on condition, the city's 4 dams are well taken care of. They have regular projects. They just recently completed some major work on 2 of those dams here in the last year and a half or so. And they regularly program, normal operations and maintenance, kind of like the oil changes and so forth. And recently they just did what I would call more the equivalent of a brake job and a full engine overhaul on a couple of these. A little more expensive than an oil change on a percent of value basis. I've seen the inspection report for the Peninsular Dam. It's in tougher shape than the rest, and Eagle has been working hard to firm up what direction the city of its Lanny plans to go. So it's good that they've been out there. I've actually met with many of the property owners that live on that impoundment. And then upstream of Ann Arbor, my office has a pretty large dam that helped maintain the water level in Portage and Bass Lakes along the Huron. So that's another one that's actually in the Huron River, although there's not as much population immediately downstream. And that's really the concern with dams. Who's immediately downstream and could be affected? What's the consequence, of a failure? And then the other piece, as you mentioned, is, well, what shape is the dam in? What's the odds that if we get a big rain that we're going to have a problem?
Well, as you mentioned, and it will continue to be this way. As those dams age, the maintenance costs only go up. From a purely financial point of view, do the dams make sense?
Well, I just have a personal opinion that whether I've got a car, a boat, a house, or, a couple of kids, having something always costs more than not having something. It's my personal experience in life, David. And these are older dams, all of them. The dams that I own, the newest one was built in 68. I think from the city standpoint, there was a lot of work done in 72 on dams. They actually did a bond. Voters agreed that we'd like to chip in a little bit to have a little extra security there. But, yeah, the costs just keep going up, just like an old car, right? The old car takes more annual O&M than the new car, and for some people, well, that's better. I've got a 2010 car, for example, and that works for me. I'm not a new car guy. So I think there's a broad spectrum of thoughts and feelings on those. It's important in my mind as an infrastructure lover that we always take a look at a piece of infrastructure, whether it's a dam, a bridge, or a road, or a park, and say, what do we need today? That's great that 50 years ago that this was put in for something else, but what do we need today? And more importantly, what do we envision needing, 30 or 50 years down the road? That's the kind of thinking that I like to promote with folks in the industry.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner Evan Pratt. He is now an appointed member of the My Dam Safety Task Force. As we look 50 years down the road, I know that the Huron River Watershed Council is among the organizations that advocate for dam removal for restoration of natural flow of the Huron River. There are 2,500 dams across the state of Michigan. Through the work of the task force, will each be evaluated for what it will do today and what it will mean 50 years down the line?
No, the task force is not going to get on an individual level or even group of dams level. It's going to more focus on what is that dam safety program. David, you just mentioned there's 2,500 dams. Not quite half of those are regulated, about 1,060. The number changes as they discover more dams or as people remove them. But there's only 2 individuals at the state who are responsible for going around and taking a look at those. And to put that in context,
that's not going to work.
Well, the federal folks, they have about 10 dams per person. And although they have a lot more things that they do look at because of the hydropower makes it more complicated, it is challenging to just have 2 people there. And last thing I'll say on that program area is we're going to see a report at the commission on October 1st from the Association of Dam Safety Officials. This is a national group that in disaster situations like this will have a peer review team of experts with 30 to 40 years of experience as either consultants or program managers. For example, the lead on this one used to oversee Illinois' dam safety program. So we're going to get a lot of recommendations kind of at the big picture level. And again, those recommendations for the state and to the legislature will, you know, provide some shape to how can we do a little bit better job of staying ahead of the curve where we see a, you know, a trend in a particular dam or not through the program.
Is there a timeline for the task force?
It's pretty quick. By end of winter, there is supposed to be a final report out. So the technical details and a lot of the specifics are going to be covered on October 1st because we've got a peer review team of experts. And although the task force has a number of volunteers who have responsibilities and knowledge and understanding in many of the areas and collectively are a great team and group of people, it is a volunteer group that really needs to think at a high level and talk about what's the policy issue here and how could we address those policy issues so that each individual dam owner has a place to go. And of course, the public versus private on dams is another issue out there.
While the task force does its work and then the policies it recommends are under consideration, given the current assessment of infrastructure quality when it comes to dams, are we in a danger of another major break?
You know, that potential is always out there. Somebody taught me a long time ago, David, there will always be a bigger storm. And we've seen rains now, I'll just say starting with 2014, with a 300 or 400 year rain in the Detroit Macomb area. We have seen rains that are in that 300 year to 500 year rain event all over the state. Fortunately, not right in Ann Arbor and right in Washtenaw County, but just about everywhere else, even including, you know, Houghton and Hancock, as far north as you can get in Michigan, experienced a winter rain event that caused just major washouts up there. So these are coming. Most of the dams are above the lowest grade, but there are a certain percentage of them in that, you know, kind of fair condition. As far as poor condition goes, I think of the dams, my recollection is that we're in the around 7% area where these are dams that, like the Ypsilanti Dam, they need work. And Eagle does have a limited ability to force people to, you know, get something on a time basis when the folks who own the dam really don't have the money to repair it. I think you could look pretty hard at local community budgets and see that fitting in a major dam, either rehabilitation or removal, would be expensive. It's going to be $2 or $3 million, you know, to remove a dam, depending on the situation.
A lot to consider. So, Evan, keep us posted on the task force work, won't you?
I would love to do that. Yeah, let's plan on doing a little bit of an interim check-in on this.
And in the meantime, thank you so much for the time and perspective today. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, very much so. Thanks, David. Thanks for having me on.
That is Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner Evan Pratt. He was recently appointed to the My Dam Safety Task Force and is our guest on Issues of the Environment. To access the Issues of the Environment archive, visit our website at WEMU.org and make sure to join us each Wednesday for a new installment. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.